I'm Rob Hacklow, along with Lisa Azizian, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. Every week at this time, David Snell joins us. David is over with Axe Smart IT in the fabulous town of Pembroke.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. Here we go, and we're going to talk about Walmart, a giant retailer, catching up maybe to Amazon?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And I don't know why this didn't happen at the beginning of the pandemic, because if they had, Walmart could have quickly become the market leader. But as of this week, Walmart is doing their delivery. They've dropped their $35 minimum order requirement for its express two-hour delivery. So it's same-day delivery, and you just pay a small delivery fee.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's helpful.
Yeah, very helpful, especially, you know, they tout it as, you know, if you run out of diapers, which I hope none of us have now, or you need something for the home, a pantry item, household essentials, or other products, you can just order that one item, pay either a $7.95 or a $9.95 delivery fee, or if you join their Amazon-like Prime subscription called Walmart Plus, there's no delivery fee, and you get it delivered within 2 hours to your door.
Ah, okay. So do you know what the Walmart Plus fee is?
No, I don't, actually. I did not go up and sign up for it, because if I were to use this, I would do that. Mm-hmm. But for folks that need to use it, this is a great deal.
Yeah.
They're taking on Amazon, who has their same-day delivery now from some locations around the U.S. But if you think about Walmart, they actually have available close to 3,000 locations that they say reach 70% of the U.S. population. So that's pretty deep into our population.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you think about, I mean, if anybody, I mean, Amazon is huge, that's for sure. And we talked about them building these giant distribution centers. Walmart has a lot of that infrastructure already in place, as you talk about, not only with their retail stores, but obviously their distribution centers, which, you know, service the retail locations. They've got this structure in place, and if anybody's able to take on Amazon, it seems like it's Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart's the largest retailer in the world, so you would expect them to be competing all the time with Amazon, and now they are. And we'll have to wait and see now what Amazon's does to try to counteract this on Walmart, because they keep going back and forth. And fortunately, in this environment or this type of thing, we, the consumer, are the winners.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's exactly the thing. Whether you like Amazon or Walmart or you don't, you want to have two big companies compete, or even more. The more the competition, the better. We know that in a capitalist society, right, David?
Exactly. And that's what keeps us humming along in this country, right?
Well, it keeps both of these companies innovating in order to stay ahead of each other. And you're right. I mean, obviously, when they're battling for our dollar, we don't mind being on the sidelines if it means a cheaper fee or a cost. And of course, the delivery is what really it seems like everybody wants. The pandemic has just kind of fast forwarded, I think, where we were going.
Yep, exactly. Then, as I said at the beginning, if this had taken place at the beginning of the pandemic, Walmart would be the leader right now, because Amazon has not changed anything in the past year or so.
Right.
Wow,
so
okay.
That service is about $98 a year, Walmart Plus.
Okay.
And Prime is up to about $119, I think, a year.
Right. Yeah, that's what ours was. So.
Yeah, and it looks like you might be able to pay per month. It says $12.95 per month. I'm not sure how the membership breaks down, but it's a little less expensive than Prime.
And there's a 15-day free trial, so if you just want to give it a whack and have something delivered, then call them up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Try it for free. I did that with Shipt. That's Target's delivery service.
Okay. Target's out there, too, right? They're not as big a player, right, obviously, compared to Walmart.
With the delivery? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, they don't have the devices or the units around the world or around the country for that at this point. They're a smaller retailer.
That's for sure. Oh. It's just crazy to think about how big Walmart is, and I know they've put a ton of other retailers out of business, but obviously when you've got something like Amazon, you need to have a traditional, it's still good to have a traditional, I guess, brick-and-mortar retailer to be able to compete with that. I think that's still good.
Mm-hmm.
If only Sears had kept the catalog.
How many people actually go, Rob?
What's
How often
that?
Do you go to Walmart?
Not as, I mean, I go to Target and Walmart. I don't know how often do I go. Probably every couple of weeks, I would say. You know, check out. There are different things I like in each store, I will say. But I still go grocery shopping. I'm not somebody that has everything delivered. I like to go out, but I mean, not as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But you know me, David. I used to like to go and check out the retail experience to see end caps and displays. And I appreciate all the old-fashioned retailing, you know, to kind of, you know, to make things enticing to people. You know, you just don't know if people put as much thought into that anymore with all these retail locations. And again, David, what could Sears have done if they stayed in the hunt with their catalog? People always said you could order anything in the world from Sears. What happened to Sears Plus?
Exactly. I don't know. I don't know what happened this year. I'm sad that they left. They were the retailers that we used when I was a youngster anyway.
Yeah. I mean, they had everything. And they were, as I said before, it was almost like an unofficial law. Every mall had to have a Sears. Because they were in every one. They bought into every location, it seemed like. And now there's hardly one to find. So
my big question remains, I know we're slightly off the topic of Walmart versus Amazon, but we were talking about deliveries versus maybe going in the store.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand why Trader Joe's has not adapted in the year that almost every other grocery store has adapted to either curbside, maybe even delivery.
Oh, what? Did they have nothing?
No.
No, you have to see him. We went by, Pam and I went by a week or so ago to stop at Trader Joe's in Hanover, and we drove up to the store, and there was a line wrapping around the store outside. So now we'll go someplace else. So
yeah.
It just wasn't, you're not going to wait that long to get in the store.
No. And if something's different, if anybody knows or wants to chime in, you can totally text us.
781-837-4900.
Maybe
we have a text line.
Have they evolved? I don't know. Have they changed? I don't think so. But
now that's a place that people like going to for the experience, right?
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of their own branded unique
that you can only
products.
Get there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I mean, it's an interesting place. I just always found it so crowded. The aisles used to be so crowded. I mean, I don't know. I haven't shopped in there during COVID-19
at all.
Yeah, plus
ours is the Hanover one. Ours, the Hanover one is smaller.
Yeah.
On the smaller
I don't understand.
Side.
They're going to make that bigger. I think they're going to, right, when they make the new Hanover Crossing.
Oh, Hanover Crossing. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So much retail to get to. We're out of time, though.
Oh. Well, one more thing before you run.
Yeah.
So Pam and I were talking about this last night, and we will order Bella's Milk Bones online at Amazon, okay? So we order them on Amazon, we get them delivered the next day in a paper bag on our front porch from Walmart.
That's happened once before to me. I was so confused.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. So Walmart selling through Amazon. So I don't know how this is going to all work out in the end. But again, the consumers are going to benefit.
All right. Walmart and Amazon, speedy delivery. Get all the details. David, where can people go to read more?
Go to AccSmartIT.com and click on my blog link. And you guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks,
David.